Vietnam does not like the razzle dazzle as Batty knocks down the three.
Justin Bede hits both free throws. This game is tied. 12 seconds left. Stevens against Ashworth, spinning in the lane, dumps it off. Bucket! Jacobs! Colorado State pulls it out.
With 10 seconds left, a hoop wins it for Eastern Washington. Venter's front court, driving right, behind the back dribble, down the lane, runners up there, short, no good. Ball fought for, grabbed on the rebound by Cleese, follow won't go. There's a horn, and the Bears hold on, and they win it.
Gets it to Williams. Up ahead, Hamilton. Hamilton for the tie. No! And Wyoming hangs on.
4-0 yesterday for the the area teams here. Some of you don't like that we're throwing Wyoming in the mix, but we're throwing Wyoming in the mix. Atta baby, Jeff Linder. The Wyoming Cowboys beat UNLV. The UNC Bears survived and beat Eastern Washington. CSU survived and beat Utah State, although the pressure wasn't on CSU as much. And then CU beat Oregon, and guess what, Jades? Called every one of them. You're welcome, everybody. I said it was going to be a 4-0 Thursday for those teams, and look what happened. Now you have Colorado and Arizona going at it at 7 o'clock tonight. Wyoming and Boise State, Portland State and UNC, and San Diego State. And CSU, whew. It is a crazy time, isn't it, man? These conference tournaments are absolutely insane. Just, they're a blast, but they're insane. And look at the Bears. The Bears are going up against Portland State. Portland State beat Southern Utah. Portland State, kind of bottom portion of the Big Sky, but they pull off the upset against Southern Utah. Here's a little fun fact for you. The Bears beat everybody in the conference this year. Everybody except for Portland State. I don't know, but I feel like that actually might help them. I don't know. It might be okay. They lost to Portland State kind of back-to-back. They played them on Monday, January 3rd, lost 79-76, came right back, lost to them on that Thursday, on February 3rd, 106-99. The one team that they did not beat. They beat everybody else at least once. Some teams they split. So we'll see how that works out for them. Man, what a night it was locally. Let's look at like the pressure. Like Tanner, good poll question. I love it. Which game was more important? Who needed the win more last night? Well, it's UNC. I mean, Wyoming, if they would have lost, probably wouldn't have made it to the big dance, but they still get to, like, sit around on Selection Sunday and go, well, you know, maybe. CSU's in. CU had to win. I mean, again, there might be a tiny, tiny, small sliver of a chance, but no. But UNC, like, 100%, because of the way it is structured in the Big Sky Conference, you have to win your conference tournament. It absolutely was the biggest for the UNC Bears. What a night, man. Getting that done all the way through. Fun times seeing these teams do it. It's great. Let's see. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you want to get at us here today, talk about your favorite parts of the night. The Avs lost, the Nuggets lost. But, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, all right, they can take a night off. We got college basketball doing some big things. Brady, it's true. Grandpa always says a blind squirrel sometimes finds a come on now. Four? To get four of them right? When I think CU was a dog. Was Wyoming a dog? Or no, they were minus two. They were minus two in that one. CSU wasn't a dog. UNC was a favorite. Okay. But come on. Come on. I got the CU one right. That one... Nobody was picking CU to beat Oregon except for me, right? Maybe Mark Johnson. Got it done. Got the job done. And all four teams are staying alive. Still must win for UNC. Must win for CU. They got Arizona. Maybe not a must win for Wyoming anymore. Wyoming might be in now. They beat UNLV, kind of a quad two type team. They were threatening to be a quad one team, I believe. I think Wyoming's in. I think that did the trick. We know CSU's in. The pressure's completely off them. You still, though, watching the conference tournament last night, or watching the Mountain West last night, I still was like, you don't want... I know there's no pressure and you're already in, but you don't want to be knocked out in your first game, right? As Colorado State. So I thought that was pretty important. That just goes to show you what this CSU team's all about. Let's break into that game first. CSU beats Utah State. Chandler Jacobs, well, he didn't do a lot of scoring. He had 2 points, but they were the most important. He scores essentially at the buzzer to give CSU the lead. Kendall Moore has the charge. Whew, a little controversial there. The late charge gave the Rams the ball back. I don't know. Were his feet set? You tell me. A lot of my Rams fans were like, yeah, hell yeah, they were set. I don't care. The Rams won. Yeah, they were set. It's fine. Who cares? CSU gets the dub. David Roddy, you know, he was efficient. He wasn't shooting a whole lot last night. He had 13 points, 2 assists, 6 boards. For David, that's what you would call an off night. Isaiah Stevens, 14 points. Actually, a nice game. Seven rebounds, 5 assists. Controlled the ball, controlled the pace of the game well. Came up with some big plays late. Very clutch. So Isaiah was a big reason the Rams got that win last night. And then you kind of had the bench that wasn't, you know, James Moores has been so good the last few weeks, maybe even the last few months. He's been getting better and better. He kind of was a non-factor last night. But at the end of the day, you pulled it out. It was a gritty game. Low scoring for Colorado State, 53-51. And the Rams will move on to play San Diego State. That's going to be a tough one. And it's going to be a late one, Jade. You staying up for that? 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock? Well, you're a young man. I stay up like that, and I don't have a drop of alcohol, and I feel like I'm hungover the next day. Seriously, I'm watching the games last night. I stayed up and watched that crap fest of San Diego State and Fresno State. Why did you make me do that, Jades? I wanted to see how this thing was going to go down. I wanted to see who CSU was going to play, so I stayed up. It was awful. They could not score. It was the worst Mountain West game I've seen of the year. But I stayed up. I woke up this morning. I'm like, did I drink last night? I had hot tea. That's what happens when you get old. Hot tea, stay up past 11, and it feels like you were doing keg stands all night.
The best part about it, Brady, is while you were feeling all hungover this morning, I woke up, checked my phone, knew who the Rams were playing, and I feel great.
So basically saying it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. I have to watch it to be educated and know what I'm talking about, Jades. And I know my education tells me that that was a crap fest game. That was a terrible game. CSU's got San Diego State. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be late. I'm gonna have to get a nap in. Cool thing is my kiddo, I got a four-year-old who loves to just absolutely bounce off of the walls when I get home. So we'll do that till about 8. We'll get him in his tub, get him to bed. And so by then it'll be like 8:30. I have an hour and a half, maybe. But then UNC's playing Portland State. And Wyoming's playing Boise State at 7:30, and CU's playing. So I don't have an hour and a half. What am I talking about? I have no time tonight.
You got to just embrace that you're going to have a late night again.
It's going to be a very late night.
It's going to be a late weekend.
It's going to be a very late weekend.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'd rather all four of these teams be here than not. Look at this. It's stair step. It's staggered. CU's playing Arizona at 7. 7:30 Wyoming playing Boise State, 8 o'clock Portland State and Utah and UNC, and then at 10 o'clock, or 9:59 according to ESPN. I think they have to do it that way. I have no idea why. I think it's something to do with like the way the time zones are, so they have to make sure it's not the next day because it is, in fact, Friday and not Saturday because it is such a freaking late game. It's the best. This is arguably the best one in the conference, too, and it's the latest one. But I'm going to be up for it. Rams fans, we're going to be tweeting, we're going to be partying, we're going to have a blast. I mean, when I say party, it's like hot tea. It's going to be good. Oh, Ken Bone. Do I even read this? Do I read this, Jades? Everyone knows the Hooligans have two things that they like to bring up randomly, and that's the den and mothers that live in Eaton, Colorado. Ken Bone says, now you know how the majority of Eton moms feel every morning. Yeah, okay. I have nothing like, no, that's, okay, yeah. All right. That was your fault, Jades. That was not my doing at all. I do not condone discussing any kind of mother's, you know, nightly activities. I don't do that.
Don't be so mean.
Oh, man. By the way, are you guys coming out Monday, so I got a regular show Monday, 12 to 2, but then I'm going to be rocking and rolling at the GOAT on Monday night, 5 to 6 o'clock. We're putting it through the speakers, I believe, Jades. Do you remember how to set up out there at the GOAT? You did the coaches' shows all year with Jerry Schemmel. I'm going to need you, man. You're going to need to be my eyes out there because I have no idea how to set that stuff up. So we're going to be putting together kind of a special hoop show. Hopefully we're talking about a lot of area teams in the mix. So come on out. If you're in our bracket challenge, I tell you what, I'm getting Hooligans saying they don't want to print it off and bring it out. Just pull it up on your phone that you're in, show me that you're in, and give me your bracket, and you'll get to spin the wheel. I got Nuggets tickets up for grabs. I got GOAT memorabilia. I got gift certificates to the GOAT. I got hugs that Jades is going to offer, right? That's going to be one free hug. We're past COVID now, right? So we can hug again. That was one of my favorite things to do on the remotes. Nobody ever took me up on that, but we definitely like to hug.
Yeah, I'm debating on whether or not if they're going to be free or not.
Well, you know, it's up to you, man.
I mean, I've heard I give pretty comforting hugs. I don't know.
Well, you might be giving like Buffs fans hugs because they're going to be like, we missed out on the tournament, man.
No, they're gonna win tonight.
You think they're going to beat Arizona? Are you going in on that? I mean, you can't bet on that. Let's just make that very clear. But, you know, mentally you can bet on it in your head. Nobody can stop you from doing that.
Yeah, that's true. They really did not look that great last night in the first half, but CU really pulled it together the second half, and I think that's a telltale sign of what's to come tonight.
Well, and Arizona was struggling with Stanford, and the last time we saw CU, they smoked Arizona. Listen, my heart wants to go with CU for sure. Not just my heart, but like a portion of my brain. But most of my brain is saying, I think Arizona still going to get this thing done. It's a 9.5-point spread, though, which is interesting.
There was also an Arizona injury yesterday. I don't know. I can't remember who it was, but there was an injury yesterday. And so, I mean.
Well, you look at what happened. You look at what happened with, why am I blanking? Oregon. Look what happened with Oregon. They lose one of their studs in Richardson, and that was a big deal. They were not getting the scoring that they're used to. And CU, I mean, they had moments where I thought CU was maybe going to tumble, but they managed. They found a way to do it. It was a close game between Arizona and Stanford. I mean, Stanford was down 3 at the half. Arizona ends up getting away 84-80. It was a wild night of shooting. Tons of scoring in that game. And Arizona found a way to get it done, the number 2 team in the country. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. So, CSU over Utah State. How about UNC over Eastern Washington? You heard that right here on KFK. It was beautiful, man. I'm watching the Nuggets game, and I'm muting it, and I'm listening to Jerry Schemmel broadcast, and it was perfect. Getting a chance to, I mean, I was all over the map last night, watching every single thing. Is it exhausting sometimes? Like, it's fun, right? But it can be exhausting. So many games. But it's a blast. We're in this thing. March is crazy. And if you get into it, man, you can really have a good time with it all. UNC was up big at one point. I thought, man, the Bears are going to run away with this thing and going to shut her down early and let's get ready. Bodie fouls out late. Bodie wasn't, you know, spectacular on the scoring side of things. But Matt Johnson had himself a game against Eastern Washington. Matt, 24 points. That was the team leader. That was the leader on the night as well. That was huge. Bears were up by 10 at the half. And then they were outscored by 9 in the second half. They were up by like 10 or 12 with several minutes to go, but Eastern Washington just kept chipping away, and UNC stalled out, couldn't score, offense went cold. Eastern Washington gets the ball back. I think they stole it, and they go down, and I'm thinking this is over. It's going to be the most disappointing loss ever. Maybe not ever, but still. And they missed. Jamel Melvin came up with a nice play. My guy Jamel Melvin coming off the bench. He only played 5 minutes, but when you play, when you're in there, you try to make an impact. Whew, got it done. Kaur Jankoc had 11 boards. What's going to happen tonight? That game's going to be right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Then Wyoming over UNLV came down to free throws late. I didn't think Wyoming was going to pull it out at one point either. UNLV's been a hot team. But the Cowboys get that one, and that likely puts them in the dance. I really believe that's it. So I do think CSU's in. I think Wyoming's in. I think Boise State's in. And I think San Diego State's in. I think four teams from the conference are going to get in. But how about locally? Do I still feel like UNC is going to win the conference tournament? Why not? I said the first round was going to be the hardest one. Second round, I guess you would call it, the quarterfinals, was probably going to be the hardest one for them to get past. And here we are. They got past it, barely. All right, before we break, we got to get to the big story of the day. Jades, let's rock over to a big story of the day presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. And I know my guy Jades over there, he's a baseball guy. He's been in a deep, dark depression for a while, but yesterday he finally saw the light. ESPN confirming as we broke, or we didn't break, but we said it out loud on our show as the news was broke worldwide. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and Union Chief Tony Clark hail new CBA as lockout ends. Alden Gonzalez writes that the Players Association and Major League Baseball reached a new collective bargaining agreement yesterday afternoon, halting a 99-day owner-imposed lockout fraught with rampant tension and colored by heightened mistrust. And I don't know if that's even solved, but they've got a lot of things here that we're going to break into, some of the big changes on that side, changes within the new CBA. A 12-team postseason, how about that? With the top two division winners earning first-round buys, universal designated hitter. I mean, Jade, you're more of a baseball guy than I am. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts on what you feel about it. Because you're a young guy, but you're kind of more of a traditional baseball guy. Is that fair to say? Like, you don't want it to change. So we'll talk about that on the other, which is rare. Because a lot of people your age are like, make it like a video game. 24 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up as the whole show powered by PDC Energy. AE said, Chris, this is how much we love you. My Method Flow Products poll question of the day is based on a question you asked the other day because I loved it. Who's going to get their second Super Bowl title first? Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, or Russell Wilson? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Each of them have one Super Bowl. Who's going to get their second first? Rodgers, Wilson, or Mahomes? That is our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, and it's available at thewholeshow.com. 24 minutes after the hour. We're taking a short break. When we come back, let's talk about the Major League Baseball collective bargaining agreement. We got Jerry Schimmel still to come on the program, and so much more. It's a busy, busy Friday here on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
March Madness can be heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
I mean, come on, guys. Think about it for a little bit. Keep that up. Keep that going, Jades. It is conference tournament time here, folks. You got the Colorado State Rams, one of the best basketball teams we've ever seen in this state. doing monster things. You got the CU Buffs that were down at one point, and they've won like, yeah, you leave that. I'm feeling it right now. This Buffs team, people have been counting them out for quite some time. But they keep fighting right back, Jades. The Ducks, we're pressing them, thinking, oh, the Ducks team's going to win. No, the Buffs get past them, move right past them. They're going to the second round. They took care of Arizona 2 weeks ago. Not only did they beat Arizona, they absolutely smoked them. And now the Buffs are giving Buffs fans some belief. If they do this tonight, woohoo! You're damn right it's Eye of the Tiger. As for the Wyoming Cowboys, Jeff Linder, 2 years ago, he was coaching for the UNC Bears. Said it was time to move on, and Wyoming was a crapshoot. And look what he's done. They cracked the top 25 at one point, and maybe, just maybe, they're going. Maybe they already punched that ticket with a big win over UNLV and your UNC Bears. Had Eastern Washington on the ropes, man. They were body blow, body blow, body blow. And Eastern Washington survived for a moment. Somehow, the Bears held on. And here we go. You got not one, not two, not three, but four teams that we talk about in Northern Colorado and beyond, Wyoming's beyond, that are in the third round, the semifinals of their respective conferences. And here we go, folks. It is going to be an absolute wonderful Friday night. Perhaps historic when it comes to college basketball. Can they all four do it again? Woo-hoo! I love it, man. I love it. Well done. Well done, Jades. You hear that song, and then you think about all the epic games going on right now. These young men that we've been following, we've been covering all season long, all have chances to do something really, really big. And it could be something special tonight. I'm ready for it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris says, appreciate the honor for using my poll question. I've never achieved such notoriety. Will you allow Susan and Cheryl a night off at the Den so they can entertain at the Bracket Challenge Gala? How dare you, Eastside Chris. They are not like that. They are respectable people back there. Susan and Cheryl do a fantastic job of supporting Jades back there each and every day. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, Major League Baseball got this deal done, and under the new CBA, minimum salaries will now begin at $700,000 in 2022. That's that's 23% increase from the prior year, and rise to $780,000 for the final year in 2026. The competitive balance threshold, which taxes big spending teams that surpass pre-established limits, will now be set at $230 million in 2022. Oh, we got a caller on the line. Who we got here?
Hey, how you doing?
Lonster, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm good, man. How have you been?
You know what? Doing better than I deserve.
What'd you think of last night, my man?
Oh, I tell you what, that was the most exciting night I've ever had for a long time.
It's great, wasn't it? These wonderful teams doing big, big things.
Yeah. You know what amazes me during that CSU game? David Roddy was really getting hit pretty good last night. And he took that one hit on the floor. I'm surprised he made it through that thing.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people like to talk about, you know, oh, CSU, they got too many calls in that game, whatnot. It's like officials don't know how to officiate David Roddy. He gets just absolutely knocked around down there.
Yeah, he really does. And some of those calls the officials were made, I kind of questioned some of those officials there a little bit.
It was a rough outing, I think, overall. And even, to be honest, even the Kendall Moore charge call late, I don't know about that. I don't know if I would have called it, but they did, and so be it. The Rams capitalized on it and went. I'm not going to argue about that.
No, I'm not either. But that shot that Isaiah took, that was unbelievable.
Wasn't it? Yeah, and then Chandler Jacobs with that final bucket. No points in the game until that one, and they're the most important points, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Then that UNC game, that was a pretty good game to listen to, too.
Yeah, I thought the way that was going down, it was going to turn out kind of ugly for UNC, but they got it done. Survive. It's all you can do. Nobody's going to go back much later and judge how the games look, just as long as you get past the team, just as long as you move on in the conference tournament.
Exactly. Get on the first round and get ready for the second round and let them begin there.
You want to answer our poll question, Lonster? Here, let me ask it again, just in case. Who will win their second Super Bowl first, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, or Aaron Rodgers?
You know what? I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Okay, Russell Wilson's leading right now. Patrick Mahomes and Rodgers are tied for second place. And also, Lonster, more importantly, what is for lunch today? What do we got going? What's cooking?
Oh, I had some beef and noodles and some cherry tomatoes with tons of hot sauce.
Beef and noodles, cherry tomatoes, and tons of hot sauce. That's an interesting mix there, Lonster.
Oh, I tell you what, it was delicious.
It works out, huh?
Yep.
All right, my man. Thank you so much for the call. Have yourself a good weekend. You got a lot of games to pick from tonight.
I'll try to stay awake if I can.
I'm with you, man. I'm right there with you. Thanks, Lonster.
Really? Hey, thank you.
36 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you want to get involved in the program, you can text us. You can call in anytime, 970-353-1310. We've got our poll question up at thewholeshow.com. Who will win their second Super Bowl first, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, or Aaron Rodgers? Go ahead and vote again at thewholeshow.com. 37 minutes after the hour. We'll go through more of this Major League Baseball stuff when we come back, but we do need a break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Two minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Hull, live from Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I got the Cincinnati-Houston game on right now. Is Cincinnati going to pull this thing off? They were up fairly big at one point, now down 44-46 with 10 minutes to go in the second. I always say this. I think the conference tournaments sometimes are crazier than March Madness. It's just where a lot of us aren't paying attention as much to it. But there are so many crazy upsets in the conference tournament stage. I mean, it's just, this is how it goes. It's nuts, man. Have a fun time with it. Some big ones tonight. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, Jades, let's take a look at this. In the new CBA deal, we got baseball. It's back. We're getting it back, man. A 12-team postseason, with the top two division winners earning first round buys. 12-team postseason? I think we're good with that, right?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. 14-team, way too big. 12-team, it's new, so
but
we'll
it's
see.
You want more markets, right? Yeah. You want to get more markets. I am with you. The NBA has half the teams pretty much get in. I'm not nuts about that. Now they have even more with the play-in. I mean, it's like the back four or whatever don't even get a shot if you want to count the play-in as playoffs. So I'm good with that. 45-day window to impose rule changes decided on by a new joint committee beginning in 2023. Well, we always complain that it takes forever for baseball to implement any kind of rule changes. Well, now they've got a 45-day window to maybe press this thing and get something done a little bit faster. So I don't know that that matters.
Yeah, not really.
Because if they're going to make a rule change, they're going to make it. It's
right.
Just, you know, whether it's going to be now or four years down the road. Universal DH.
I have mixed emotions on it. Part of me is like, it takes a little bit out of the integrity of the game in the sense that you have to build a team, you have to build a lineup around a pitcher. But at the same time, I think about it, like Jacob DeGrom literally got hurt last year during batting practice.
Mm-hmm.
And NL hitters were hitting 103 last year. So it's just like, it was like literally an automatic out.
Here's what I don't like about it. You don't see this with any other sport where there are two different conferences or leagues or whatever has this different set of rules. Like, imagine how weird it would be to us if in the NFC you couldn't bring a kicker on to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Like, you can't kick field goals if it's an NFC game. Like, no other sport is like that, at least in America, where it's like the two different leagues under the same umbrella have a different set of rules.
Well, and it should also help with the longevity of players, specifically catchers. I mean, you have to assume that had this rule been implemented previously, I mean, Buster Posey would more than likely still be playing.
Yeah.
Probably
true. Probably very true. A six-team draft lottery implemented with hopes of curtailing tanking.
Top six picks with the baseball draft, it's a little bit different.
There's like 5,000 million quadruple bazillion rounds, and that's not even a real number. That's how many rounds there are.
Whatever your first pick are going to be, those top six players, they're not even going to touch the big league field for at least 3 years.
Like, the fans don't care about the draft because we don't know. Like, fans, most fans are just like, we don't know until like 5 years later.
Yeah.
Like, the draft in many sports, you don't know until a couple years later anyway. But baseball's like, oh, yeah, that was like, when the hell? I was like 20 at that time. That guy's playing. Good for him.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on this. I'll have to fact check myself after I say this. But I'm pretty sure that Shohei Ohtani was drafted in 2011.
Wow. Really?
I believe so.
But that's the thing. Like, the draft, I don't think, is a non-starter for like fans. They're just like, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, great. How about this one? A provision that prevents teams from optioning eligible players more than five times within a season. Problems with that?
No, I don't. And I corrected myself. 2012.
Wow, man. Yeah.
I was way off, dude.
Good for you to correct yourself and be thorough. See, if I would have said 2011, I just would have been like, yeah, it's 2011. And then we've had texts telling me I was wrong, and I wouldn't have read them. A provision that prevents teams from... Oh, I already read that one. Two measures aimed at limiting service time manipulation. A full year of service time awarded to players who finish within the top two in respective rookie of the year voting, and draft picks awarded to teams that promote players on opening day who finish among the top vote-getters for major awards.
I'm all for elimination of anything eliminating service time manipulation. It's been a really prevalent problem with the past CBA and prior CBAs too, but mostly the last one. And yeah, it holds the talent down.
Is this one going to make traditional baseball fans upset? Additional advertising through patches on jerseys and decals on the helmets. Now, NBA, we all lost our mind, and now we don't care. There's a giant M on his chest for McDonald's. It's going to be awful. Now it's like, I don't even care. Oh, look at that. I'm hungry. I want a Big Mac. Does that bother? Because, you're a young guy, but you have an old soul, maybe. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I have a love for the game. So
you're a diehard baseball guy.
Oh,
you're a baseball card collector through and through. Does that bother you?
Parts of me, like, there's some aspects, like card art, like baseball card art, like, it might not look as good, but if it's not too prevalent, like, it happens in almost every sport now anyway. If they do it right, it could look really good. If they do it poorly, it could look very bad.
Dixon texting and hate the DH, like the non-DH strategy and how it makes teams use their bench after pitching changes, etc., having to decide to keep your starter in or not, etc. Also hate eliminating the shift. Now, I thought I read that the shift, they weren't necessarily eliminating it, that they were editing it, kind of.
I heard that it's going to stay around for 22. And what I've been hearing is that 23 is when it's going to be banned. So I'm not, don't quote me on that.
I like the shift because I think it adds strategy to the game.
Exactly.
Because I always wonder about baseball managers. I'm like, other than putting your cards together of your lineup, what would you say you do during the day? Like, I know. I got baseball fans screaming at the radio right now. The managers do more than you'll ever know. But it does feel like, how much control do they have over the game? They should be able to. I like moving guys around and doing that. That's part of the strategy. Anytime you can add more strategy to the game, I believe is a good thing, without pausing any kind of momentum in a game.
I think that limitations are a great idea. It's kind of silly when you can have your second baseman literally out in right field for a left-handed hitter. Like, they could have a blazing shot that'd be a base hit any day of the week, but since they're playing so deep, it's a routine ground ball. That's the only sense I don't like, but I don't know. I think that limitations to the shift would be beneficial, but not a complete abolishment of it.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I mean, you know what? You got baseball, and they needed to get something done. It was a very big deal to get something done because the other sports are going to pass them by. The ones that, you know, obviously the NFLs of the world have certainly already done that, but you know, you got to be careful here because hockey has a lot of momentum right now. I feel like hockey does have momentum, and this is coming from kind of a relatively non-hockey guy. I do think that there's a lot of momentum surrounding the sport. Maybe that's just because we're in the state of Colorado and the Avalanche, even though they lost last night, are the best team in the world. 50 minutes after the hour, why don't you go vote on the poll question available at the whole show. It's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who will win their first Super Bowl first? Second Super Bowl first. My gosh, AJ's, what's happening here? Who will win their second Super Bowl first? Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, or Aaron Rodgers? Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, or Aaron Rodgers? Go to theholeshow.com to vote. 50 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. We'll wrap up hour number one. What do the Broncos need to do desperately now? After yesterday's news, we'll talk about it next on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Testing you, Jades. Good job.
Follow NoCo Preps Hoops with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to our friends at No Limit Collectibles. With them, there's no limit to what you can collect. Seriously, they are... I mean, this is a company that just really gets it, man. Sports memorabilia, basketball cards, baseball cards, football cards. They got your stuff for your man cave, for your office, everything. They've got it there for you. That's No Limit Collectibles. Now in Greeley, if you know where Cables is, then you know where No Limit Collectibles is. They're right in that same square of businesses. Stop by and tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jerry Schemmel. Heck of a call by him last night. Woohoo! That was close. Bears get the dub. They win by one. Eastern Washington misses a last-second layup. And the Bears live to fight another day. And, hey, that's all that you can ask for. At the end of the day, no one's looking at how you won in these conference tournaments. They're just looking at the fact that you won. So we'll talk about that coming up next with Jerry Schemmel. Also, more on last night. And I got to talk about this, the big position that the Broncos must make priority number one after the news from yesterday. Second hour coming up. Jerry Schemmel right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.